Music mogul Jay-Z, whose real name is Sean Carter, has been accused of raping a 13-year-old girl alongside Sean Diddy Combs. In a civil suit filed Sunday, the anonymous accuser claimed the assault happened in 2000 at an MTV Video Music Awards after party. The federal lawsuit was originally filed in October, only listing Combs as a defendant, but it was refiled Sunday to include Carter. The suit also said another celebrity stood by and watched as Combs and Carter took turns assaulting the minor. That celebrity has not yet been named. Jay-Z, who is married to Beyoncé, denied the accusation in a statement posted to his Roc Nation X account directed at Tony Busby, the attorney who filed the suit. My lawyer received a blackmail attempt, called a demand letter, from a lawyer named Tony Busby, Jay-Z wrote. What he had calculated was the nature of these allegations, and the public scrutiny would make me want to settle. No, sir, it had the opposite effect. It made me want to expose you for the fraud you are in a very public fashion. So no, I will not give you one red penny. These allegations are so heinous in nature that I implore you to file a criminal complaint, not a civil one. Jay-Z mentioned how his family would be affected by this suit. My only heartbreak is for my family. My wife and I will have to sit our children down, one of whom is at the age where her friends will surely see the press and ask questions about the nature of these claims and explain the cruelty and greed of people. I mourn yet another loss of innocence. Children should not have to endure such at their young age, Jay-Z wrote. In a statement, Busby wrote, "The pleading speaks for itself. This is a very serious matter that will be litigated in court." Busby also posted a longer response on his Instagram account Sunday, December 8th, saying, "People will see through this effort to discredit me and my clients, and the truth will be revealed. I also won't allow anyone to scare my clients into silence. Sunlight is the best disinfectant, and I am quite certain the sun is coming." Combs' lawyer also responded, calling the suit a shameless publicity stunt. In September, federal prosecutors in New York criminally charged Combs with racketeering, sex trafficking, and other offenses. He is in jail awaiting trial, which is scheduled to start May 5th.